Pai Afanjwani. The government shutdown is adding to stress for air traffic controllers and disrupting flights. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
The head of the Air Traffic Controllers Union, Nick Daniels, says some controllers have taken on second jobs with DoorDash or Uber to earn some cash.
That leads to an unnecessary distraction, and they cannot be 100% focused on their jobs.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says more controllers have been calling in sick. His message to them:
I want you to show up. I don't want to see Democrat shutdowns drive pain to the American people. I've asked them, please come to work, and I'm grateful for you to come to work.
Duffy says disruptions and delays will only get worse after Tuesday, which is usually payday.
And they got notice that their paycheck is going to be a big fat zero.
Airlines and airports have started buying controllers' meals and connecting them with food banks and other services. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's war machine would be greatly impacted if the U.S. sanctioned two Russian oil companies.
There is one more important decision by the United States of America: sanctions against two large Russian oil companies. Pressure on Russian oil is an instrument to end the war, I'm sure. And all Russian oil companies, including Rosneft, Lukoil, Putin's own oil company, Sorvut-Neftegaz, and others, must be blocked. Their access to the world market must be cut off. This will bring Putin back to reality and greatly limit the Russian war machine's money.
At a briefing, Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness cautions that the island is at risk as Tropical Storm Melissa creeps past their southern coast.
The likely impact would be the rain event, and that would mean flooding, landslides.
This is AP News. Baseball's biggest star is being asked to return some recruiting gifts he received from Toronto ahead of the World Series. Correspondent Gethin Kuba has the latest.
John Schneider is waiting for Shohei Ohtani to return some items to the Toronto Blue Jays.
It's like, give us our stuff back already.
Before signing a $700 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Ohtani met with Blue Jays officials in December 2023. Jays manager Schneider joked about Ohtani returning a Blue Jays hat and jacket taken during their meeting, including a jacket for his dog.
I hope he brought it back, finally, but... And the jacket for decoy.
About the hat, Ohtani says through interpreter Will Ireton,
it's in my garage.
Ohtani helped the Dodgers win last year's title and hit leadoff for the Dodgers against the Blue Jays in the World Series opener on Friday. The Blue Jays used their budget to sign Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to a $500 million contract. I'm Gethin Kulba.
More on this on APNews.com. I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.